Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains mentions of toxic waste. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. You stand on the shore of a beautiful lake in North Carolina. You watch as waves ripple out from the speedboat, blasting by a person trailing behind on water skis. The sound of rock music and laughter fill the air. Then you notice something cresting the water behind the water skier. Something long and slithering atop the water. It's moving unnaturally fast. And whatever it is, it's locked onto the skier. Killian, what is this creature?
Cthulhu.
No!
I don't know that.
It's Normie the Lake Norman Monster.
So many Normies.
Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Killian, as always, first things first, what do we have to do?
Thank our suggesters.
Thank our friend, Hannah, for suggesting Normie the Lake Norman Monster. So, do you know anything about lake monsters?
Loch Ness Monster, Cthulhu.
I don't think Cthulhu is considered a lake monster.
Sea monster, actually, yeah.
I guess so. Well, to be fair, you've missed a total amount. You've missed so very many, Killian. The Kappa's considered.
Oh, yeah.
We've covered quite a few.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
The Hide Behind.
No, not the Hide Behind.
Oh, I'm just remembering the story that
The Ogopogo.
Never.
We've covered the Ogopogo.
I forgot about him.
Oh. Loch Ness Monster, obviously. Champy, remember Champy?
Yep.
So we've covered quite a few. And what do all of these lake monsters have in common? Can you think of something?
Water.
Well, yes.
Just kidding.
They are also very hard to find. They often serve as warnings that parents use to help remind their kids how dangerous water can be. So you were right about water.
Elusive.
Incredibly elusive. That's a good one. Good word. That's way better than hard to find. Way to use a $100 word.
Just to say that word, you need to pay $100.
No, it's like a saying. It's like a $100 word. It just means it was a very good vocabulary word.
Oh.
And they usually have a long history of several sightings dating back to Native American or early settlers' times or in our European stories. But Normie is a little bit different. So,
I think this cryptid's new because I've never heard of him.
Really?
Yeah.
So, any guesses as to how they are different from the other creatures, like lake creatures we've talked about?
Many Normies. That's mysterious.
Well, you've already said that you think that maybe potentially they're newer because you've never heard of them before.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good guess. Let's take a little bit of a dive and find a dive, get it? To figure out how Normie is different from the other monsters or creatures or cryptids.
Oh, you forgot one.
Who'd I forget?
Swamp monster.
Oh, I did forget. Creature from the Loch Lagoon.
Yeah.
Yes. Good one. All right, so let's dive in. We're going to talk about Lake Norman and dams. Those are two things we have to talk about. Just out. Daddy wrote this as a joke strictly for me and anybody else who watches a specific television show.
What is it? What's it called?
I don't obviously read these episodes before we record them, so Daddy likes to slip in jokes that are for me.
What is the show?
Just outside One Tree Hill sits a massive 500-mile-long man-made lake known as the Dan Scott Auto Sales Memorial Dam.
I thought it was going to be something like Schitt's Creek.
No, it's from One Tree Hill.
Which did take place in...
No, a dam. Is a dam a thing?
No, because it said Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I understand.
It is spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Correct. Very good. But One Tree Hill does take place. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Okay.
You've seen that Mommy watched that show.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, like North Carolina. I don't know that it was in North Carolina.
So, just north of Charlotte, North Carolina, which is near where the show One Tree Hill was filmed and set, rests a massive man-made lake called Lake Norman, which that is real. One Tree Hill is not real. Lake Norman is real.
How can you make a river?
It's not a river. You're already not listening.
A lake.
Okay.
A lake, sorry.
You dig a hole and you put water in it. Man-made lake.
Cool.
Lake Norman is a man-made lake located in North Carolina and was created by Duke Power in 1963 as part of the Cohen's Ford Dam. It is the largest man-made lake in North Carolina, with over 500 miles of shoreline and a surface area of 32,500 acres. Jeez. Parts of the lake reach more than 100 feet in depth, so deep.
Mm.
That's more than enough.
Like, what the heck does depth mean?
Yeah, depth.
Depth.
Depth, like D-E-P-T-H.
Oh, depth.
Yes. That's more than enough space for at least one large unknown animal to hide in, right?
Yeah.
I would think so. So let's talk about some eyewitness accounts, and you'll tell me if you notice anything in these stories, okay?
Okay.
Normie isn't shy. The creature is fond of chasing fast boats and often bumps up against water skiers and swimmers. There have even been attacks. A scuba diver reported narrowly escaping a creature with a dog-like head and red eyes that chomped onto one of his flippers. The flipper was lost, but the diver survived. In another incident, a person on a jet ski claimed that the monster surfaced in front of him and brushed up against his leg, leaving a slimy substance that caused an itchy rash. This sighting is from an anonymous person from August 8th of 2024, which is only a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I was in my home on the north shore of LKN, Lake Norman.
Hmm.
There was a super moon, so I got up very early to see it.
What is a super moon?
It's like the moon is doing something that it doesn't normally do.
Okay, I thought it meant like a moon with a cape.
No, the moon is doing something that it doesn't normally do.
Oh.
Like a full moon, like there's a super moon. I was enjoying my coffee on my back porch as the sun was starting to light the water. I saw a long strip of black out on the lake. It was going fast, and I thought it was possibly a string of geese whose shadows were all together, making it look like a large object. It was traveling fast, though, faster than you would expect geese to swim.
Geese.
It continued to move, swimming like it just had its back out of the water. I thought maybe it was an alligator, but it would be a very large one, as it was at least 15 feet long.
Dragon.
I found this post when I looked up if alligators were in LKN, as I watched it become obvious that it was not geese or ducks. Weird. I did get a picture at the last second before it got out of my sight, but it was just the end of it, and it looks like a black streak in the water. Here's another story from an anonymous person from January 1st, 2022. Still not that long ago. I was paddling along in my kayak when I saw to the right of the nose of my boat, just a foot or two away, something the size of a grapefruit rising out of the water. At first, it appeared to have a long fur streaming from it as it rose through the water, but once it broke the surface, I saw that what had appeared to be fur was actually water streaming out of what looked like a gray snout. As I moved by, it continued to rise 3 feet out of the water, about to eye level. It looked like an elephant's trunk. When I was right beside it, no more than a foot or two from my boat, it exploded water out of the end, which rained down on me. It seemed as if this creature was blower. It says blower water. I think that was a typo on the person's behalf. So yeah. Maybe they meant to say blowing water. No, I don't. I think Daddy copy and pasted it. So I don't think Daddy did a typo. I think this poster did a typo. Blower water out of its clear out to clear its snout. It then immediately lowered back into the lake. As I passed it, I could look down into its orifice and saw three or four elongated soft tissue dentations.
What is orifice?
Like a hole. That served as a sphincter, which closed as it sank back into the lake. I saw no fins or eyes or waves or wake and heard no sound. It did not touch me or my boat and was in no way threatening, though it did startle me, which makes sense.
Yeah.
The encounter lasted only a few seconds and it was gone. I have no idea what it was. It seemed to be a long-nosed, air-breathing aquatic creature. They wrote air twice. If an elephant could swim underwater in a lake, that would be my guess. So what do you notice about these two encounter stories?
They both said that there was like a black streak.
Yes, they did say that, but it was actually something that we both mentioned at the beginning of the stories. One was in 2024 and one was in 2022.
They were 2 years apart.
Yes, but it was also that they did not happen that long ago, which means that the Normie is still very active, even like now. So, but now, yes, he is active right now, but he's also, did the descriptions of these two monsters, did they sound similar at all?
Not really, right? Yeah.
One described him looking like an elephant trunk. And one described him looking like an alligator, like a long black line that kind of looked like an alligator. And then what does he actually look like? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We can look right now.
So why do you think that he's described so differently?
Maybe because it's not able to very, you can't just draw what it looks like.
Oh, he's hard to describe, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I have got a couple of theories. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Well, and all the theories have something in common. Toxic waste.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. So the lake is owned by Duke Energy and is home to the McGuire Nuclear Plant. The nuclear plant uses the water from the lake to help cool down the inside of the power plant. So the theory is that waste and runoff from the nuclear energy plant has changed some of the animals in the lake, made them larger, faster, and possibly a little bit scarier. Some think that Normie is an overgrown alligator. Alligators have lived in North Carolina for a long time and are known to grow to massive sizes. Others say he's potentially a giant fish, maybe mutated because of the discharge from the nuclear plant. The Carolina Sportsman reports that in 1969, the Catawba River, I hope I said that right, and Lake Norman were stocked with blue catfish. They are the only fish to eat the freshwater mussels in the lake and thus don't have to compete with other fish for food. Catfish don't stop growing. So as long as they eat and live, they can get bigger and bigger and bigger. The largest recorded catfish is a 646-pound Mekong giant catfish, which was caught in Thailand in 2005. Other exceptionally large catfish include the Wells catfish, which with one measuring 9.6 feet long, which was found in Poland in 2025, and a 9.4-foot-long Wells catfish caught in Italy in 2023.
That's one daddy, and that Wells catfish is one daddy and one daddy and 2 feet more.
No, one daddy and 3 feet more.
3 feet.
So that's basically a daddy plus you almost. Yeah. It's basically you sitting on daddy's shoulders.
Oh.
Basically.
Okay.
I've lost my place. In the U.S., the record for the largest blue catfish is 143 pounds, which was caught in Virginia in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think that maybe, like, their normie is a big, giant catfish. So maybe not a monster at all, just a really, 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 really big catfish. So what do you think Normie is?
When that scuba diver story.
Okay. He
described
flipper.
Him of a dog. Head.
Yes, they did. Which, to be fair, a catfish kind of could have a dog. Kind of.
The dog. He reminded me of the Michigan dog man.
Yes. Okay. Interesting theory. So do you think Normie is a normal animal that is do you think Normie is a giant catfish, or do you think that's just he's just a regular old catfish who's just really big, or do you think he's something else?
Something else.
Okay. Then do you think he's a normal animal who's been mutated by toxic waste?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes.
That's what you think? Or do you think he's a completely different cryptid?
I think it's a mixture of both, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Like, maybe a mutated animal was, like, mutated into, like, a cryptid.
Okay, so you think that it was a normal animal that was mutated by toxic waste and then therefore created a cryptid that is now known as Normie.
Yeah.
Understood.
Here, can I see some pictures of Normie?
Sure. Let's see. A little fly has gotten in my face.
A fly.
Normie, the lake monster. Images. Oh my God.
He looks like Nessie. That's so cute.
We got little cute cartoons of him.
That's so cute.
Well, all of these are cute.
Yeah, but they look like...
None of these are giving us what we're looking for.
Yeah, these are
North
all...
Carolina. No scary pictures, only cute pictures.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Type in scary.
We don't want scary. We just want real sighting pictures. Maybe he doesn't like his picture. He's not like Nessie. Nessie likes her picture taken. It appears Normie doesn't like his picture taken.
Yeah. Here, I still want to look at him.
No. I like this image we have of him being this cute little green thing.
He looks like a Pokemon.
He does. I like him.
Yeah, he looks like a Pokemon.
That's the image in my mind now. All right. So, I think I like, to be fair, the reason I like the catfish theory is because I like the movie Big Fish, and that's one of my favorite movies.
What's Big Fish?
It's a great movie. I would think you would enjoy it. But you tend to not want to watch the movies I want you to watch. So I'm not going to make you watch it.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite movies, though. Anyway.
Maybe one day when I'm older.
You would like it. Anyway. Whatever Normie, the Lake Norman monster, is, he is active and has been spotted nearly 70 times just since 2002, chasing water skiers, knocking into swimmers, and scaring unsuspecting locals.
I wonder if he's, like, blind or something, knocking into boats and stuff.
I think maybe he's just playing.
Yeah.
So, what would you do if you were fishing in Lake Norman and caught Normie?
You know what I would do?
If you caught him on your fishing line, what would you do? I would just send him back.
I would build a little saddle and I would...
You would build a little saddle and ride him?
I would love riding a cryptid. That would be my dream come true.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Yeah, I would love having a cryptid as a pet.
Do you think Normie is nice or he wants to be left alone?
I think it's a mixture of both.
I don't think he wants to be left alone. He's bothering people. He wants attention. I just think he clearly wants attention.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to be captured. I just think he wants attention.
Yeah, I think he would like me, though. Wouldn't it be like that movie, The Lake Monster?
It doesn't seem he wants to be bought. He doesn't want to hurt people. Well, no, he did bite that person's flipper.
Maybe he just
wanted to munch it. He just wanted to munch a flipper.
He maybe just wanted to try it, like I did try those octopus balls. Takoyaki.
Yes, that's true. He just wanted to sample it.
Yeah. But I think he almost... I think that scuba diver was like, "Hey."
Well, Killian, because we did some eyewitness reports, we don't have a story today, so that's all we have for Normie. The monster of Lake Norman. Thank you to our friend Hannah for telling us about Normie.
Thank you, Hannah.
I've never heard of Normie. I like him.
He's cute.
I would like to go visit Normie.
Maybe we can go to North Carolina.
Well, we were literally talking about going to Charlotte last night.
Why?
Well, because we have friends. Oh, we were talking about a totally different place.
South Carolina.
Mommy does not know where anything is.
We were talking about Charlotte in London.
No, we weren't. We were talking about going to South Carolina, not North Carolina. Mommy doesn't listen. One day, Mommy will listen to people when they talk. It's more so that Mommy gets North Carolina and South Carolina mixed up constantly.
I get it mixed up with...
Are there Charlottes in both of those places?
Unconfirmed. I'm certain there are.
I get it. If it makes you feel better, I get it mixed up with North Dakota.
We will go visit there regardless.
North Dakota and South Dakota.
There you go. Anyway... Thank you to Hannah for suggesting Normie. We will for sure go visit Lake Norman, regardless.
Yeah.
Because I would like to find Normie.
Mm-hmm.
He seems cute. from the one type of picture we could find. But I also like when our listeners suggest things we've never heard of.
Yeah.
When we get to learn new things. So thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
If you have a cryptid you would like us, or a cryptid, or a monster, or whatever, anything spooky and kind of scary and cool and creepy and anything you would like us
anything
to cover.
Anything father's choosing.
You would like us to cover. Make sure you politely ask your grown-up. Be patient and wait for them to say that they have time. And they will send us an email.
And ask if you can rollerblades.
And... if for some reason we have not gotten to your story yet, and it's been a really, 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 really long time, if your grown-up wants to politely send us a follow-up message, they can do so. Because recently, I had a grown-up very politely send me a message asking if I had gotten to their... It might have been this topic, now that I think about it. Anyway, asking if I had gotten to... their child's suggestion, and I'm glad they did ask that question, because their child's suggestion had gotten lost and it had not gotten put on the list, and I think the message just got lost anyway. So I'm so glad they sent a follow-up message, because I was able to put their suggestion back onto the list.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad they sent a follow-up. So if you're like, wow, it's been like months and months and months and months and months, and we still haven't heard our suggestion, if you just want to send a follow-up just to make sure, just be like, hey, I just want to make sure that their suggestion is on the list, that's totally fine. I will absolutely check to make sure. We also have a bunch of episodes pre-recorded, so there's a solid chance your suggestion is already recorded. It just hasn't been posted yet. Or it's on the list and it's in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time.
Remember.
The cryptids are.
Watching.
Ba-ba-ba. We're back. Yay.